This is The Bird Show.
Intern Reshma. So Reshma raises some very, very good points. I mean, there was a time there where like MySpace was for the kids, man. And then Facebook was for the kids. But now if you look at the demographics of Facebook, it's like, I mean, the majority is 35 and up now, isn't it?
It's something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the statistics are.
The fastest growing population on Facebook are women 46 to 64.
And these are the mommies.
I believe it.
And the grandmommies.
And the grandmommies also.
Sharing pictures.
Checking up on their grandbabies, making sure the kids are okay on Facebook also, which is fine, but there's got to be some protocol, right?
There does. I mean, I understand the whole staying in touch with people. You move around, you lose connection, and Facebook's a great way to do it, and I have no problem with that. But most of these people are parents, and they're parents who friend their kids and treat Facebook the way that kids treat Facebook, which is two completely different worlds.
What do you mean?
Like, parents use Facebook, or kids use Facebook to keep in touch and, like, you know, send each other stuff. And it's an entertainment thing, which is understandable because they're kids. Teenagers do it to, like, keep in touch, etc. You know,
you said the entertainment for kids is also a little different than the entertainment for your average 50-year-old. Yeah.
Exactly. But for some reason, with, like, the applications on Facebook in the games, like the Farmville thing we're talking about, you know, moms getting involved and, like, doing these, like, drastic things. Parents are getting a little too into this. But there's certain things that need to be said about Facebook.
All right.
And so here are my rules for Facebook. Number one.
These are for the parents, right?
For parents. Gotcha. For parents, in generally in regards to your kids, but in general. Number one, you're allowed to be friends with your kids. I understand that you want to keep an eye on them. I mean, you're away. It's a good way to keep track. So you're allowed to be friends with your child. But number two, you're not allowed to be friends with your child's kids, no matter how close you are, no matter if they're like, oh, you're the coolest parent. Let's hang out. And
like
they tell you.
Like the parent's kid's friends or whatever?
Yeah, like your child's friends.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't go on Facebook and search them out and friend them.
Okay.
That is a little crazy.
That's like Millie Pete being Jen's friend on Facebook.
Yes, exactly. I have some friends' moms who've done that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, they do that.
Now, what if this goes the other way? Like, if the friend of the daughter wants to friend mom.
That's my rule number three.
Okay.
You're allowed to do that and accept it, but you're not allowed to go and comment on all their statuses, like all their photos, post on their wall, and comment on everything they do. Like, you're not allowed to stalk them 24/7.
So when they road trip down to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day, you're not allowed to comment on every picture. Ooh, someone's wearing their green. Ooh, look at
yes. Yeah. Exactly. It's like being buddies with your kids.
Yeah, I had one of my best friend's mom like every one of my 100 pictures in an album. Every one. I don't understand why she'd do that. Because I get on Facebook and I have 100 notifications that she likes all of them. She could have just told me she liked the pictures. There was no need to like all of them.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it is. Number four.
Well, and it shows lack of use with Facebook.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't realize you're getting 100 notifications.
Yeah.
Like, she could have just posted one message, one notification, done.
Exactly. The other thing that I kind of get a little iffy on is you're not allowed to friend your, like, nieces, your nephew, your, like, god kids. Like, close family members, children. And my thing with that is it's a like with your child, it's a relationship where you're allowed to watch over them. Like, you're their parent, you have responsibility with them. For cousins and godkids, you start getting a little protective of them and crossing boundaries.
It's almost like narcish, you mean? Like, you're sort of watching over the entire family?
Exactly. And you're kind of watching, like, who they talk to, what they do. And then it becomes, like, family gossip, family drama.
Okay.
And it's just too much, and it's not worth the issues that could arise from it.
Well, I'm friends with my uncle, aunt, cousins. My mom is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My distant relatives.
Did they all request to friend you and you said yes to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it's awkward to say, like, to not friend them.
That's the thing. They friend you, so you have to, but I'm trying to put out there that don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You
don't know put what? Them in that awkward position.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we got to do. The Bird Show. Here's what we need to develop. Family book. So there's Facebook, and that's for the people that you want to drink around. What's up, rock and roll? Woo! And then you get family book, and that's where going over to Jen's house for a baking party. She's going to teach us how to make chocolate chip and praline cookies.
It's just a page of lies.
Yeah.
You've got Facebook, and then you have the page of lies.
Yes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Okay, number five. I don't know why parents don't get this. Don't type in all cap locks. In the world of the internet, it means you're screaming. And don't scream everything. It doesn't make your point more important. It's not emphasizing what you say. You look mentally retarded. Like, it drives me insane. And my mother's out of town, so I can say this. She does it all the time when she emails people. And I'm like, Mom, you are yelling at this person. They're like, no, it's easier to read. No, Mother, it's easier for you to read, but you are yelling at them.
And then you seem petty for correcting them about something.
And she gets so mad at me, but I mean, it's true. When you type in cap locks, it's normally because you're excited or angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing their own self large print.
Yeah, that's what it is. My grandmother does that. I've told you guys that before. She's on email, and now she's on Facebook. All caps. All caps all the time. She says it's just because she's lazy.
I mean...
What do you mean just because she's lazy?
She doesn't want to do the shift key.
Oh, really?
That's that's what she told me.
And you can't argue with that.
Then don't use it at all. I mean, that seems to be what most people are doing now anyways. You don't use caps at all.
She's in her 80s. I'm not arguing with
After 80, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
And then number six is the one that drives me the most insane. Mothers in particular love doing this. They love downloading every single app on Facebook. The, like, buy yourself drinks or send them a teddy bear, the garden flowers and everything. Oh. You are 50 plus years old. If you want to send your friend a drink, go out and buy them a drink in person. Do not send them a drink on Facebook. Don't buy them a plant. Don't send them a teddy bear. Go out in person. Like, there is no need.
You can afford it.
There's no need. I mean, I have, like, aunts and friends and, like, my mom's friends who have over 100 applications. And all I get on my Facebook are, like, blah, blah, blah has sent someone a drink. Join them. And I'm like, leave me alone. I actually go out with my friends.
Have you,
have
you ever logged on to see, like, your mom has sent you a ninja kick and your dad has sent you a French kiss?
Oh, what? I think these are good rules, Reshma.
Yeah, it needs to be right.
Dude, I just whacked Grandma in Mafia Wars. What's up?
Here are the parents calling up to, you know, that there'd be some push on this. Hey, Kathy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey. Well, I'm just listening to this, and I'm laughing, because, first of all, the MySpace was supposed to be for the kids.
Oh, come on.
And the Facebook was for parents.
No, it wasn't, honey.
It wasn't. No, it was for college
for
kids.
Yes, it was.
You're wrong.
Facebook, you can find your college friends and stuff. And the MySpace was the kids to put their videos and whatever crap. But I have two teenagers, and it's just silly. It's just a silly conversation. But there, you are right about certain things on the Facebook. I had an experiment for about 6 months.
The Facebook.
You're already showing you shouldn't be on Facebook if you're referring to it as the Facebook. Facebook.
But that's okay. Keep telling us about this newfangled thing on the interwebs.
If I'm referring it to as it what?
As the Facebook.
No, I just said it like that. Anyway.
Facebook, ninja kick.
Go ahead, Kat.
Nice. I've been on Facebook for 2 years or whatever, but for 6 months I've been experimenting just to see who would answer the Facebook. And I have like 590 friends of people I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
People don't check to see who they're saying yes to. They just say it. So they're being silly. And yes, no, you should not be checking up on your children's friends.
Well, just so you know, I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook.
It's the Facebook.
Sorry.
The parents always know exactly like how many friends they have, how many pictures and everything. Like, they're really, like, alert on how, like, their Facebook status is.
And I felt that you could tell that she's a mother of a teenager because she would not listen to anything we said.
No.
She's used to arguing with her children all the time.
Kathy, you are, aren't you? You're a parent of a teenager.
I'm a parent of two teenagers.
Yes, you can tell. Yeah.
You're not listening to anybody younger anymore.
Yeah, you're in battle mode. Yeah.
Well, I'm not old, thank you. And
I didn't say you were old. I said you were in battle mode.
Yes.
Battle mode.
You're being defensive.
I just find it funny because I think it's okay to be on the Facebook.
It's not the Facebook. It's Facebook. And Resh was not saying that you shouldn't be on. She's just saying that there are some rules to the Facebook that you should know. Okay?
I know all the rules. Facebook,
okay. All right.
See, now she'll lighten up.
You know, I like her. I'm gonna get her. I have a modem that you don't have to set the cradle of the phone into. I'm gonna get her one of those. She's like, you know what? I am going to write.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna write that radio station right now.
I wonder if that's an app on Facebook.
She needs it.
Send her a what?
She needs somebody to reach out and.
Touch her.
Yeah.
Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Slacker.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Okay. Well, you know, you heard the rules for the Facebook, right?
Yes, I heard the rules, and I have one of my own that I would like to add.
Okay.
If you are a parent on Facebook, do not friend request your child's teachers. It's a little creepy. I mean, you know, some of the parents are really nice, and we keep in touch through email when you let your, you know, your students' parents know how their kid's doing and that kind of thing. But, you know, friend requesting them on Facebook is just a little too personal.
A little too close to home.
Well, that's almost like them taking your cell phone number, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, you know, then you're put in that situation where you're like, I don't want to be rude by ignoring them, but at the same time, you know, you don't want to be put in that position where you're having really any contact with
right.
any of your students or, you know, their families outside of school.
Too close to home right there. Yeah. Great rules. Hey, can you put the parental rules to the Facebook on our worldwide our worldwide website?
I will do that.
You want to go to?
Where can people go find that, Bert?
http://www.q100atlanta.com.
We'll put it up online here in a couple of minutes.
We'll hyperlink to that.
This is The Bert Show.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, so going into the weekend, Jen Hobby was going to New York.
New York City.
City.
The Big Apple.
Oh. I was going up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they probably hate that as much as we hate Hotlanta.
Right.
Right? Yeah, but my brother lives there. And so I was going up because my brother's turning 30. It was a big birthday. So the plan for months and months has been to be up there for this weekend with my parents and to celebrate with him and his girlfriend and all of their friends and have a big fancy dinner night out and then have a big party with a bunch of his friends at a New York bar. They call it a Barty. Instead of a party.
A party. Cool.
And so we were going up for Matt's party. And I say we because I have a new boyfriend who came with me to meet my parents and meet my family.
Mm-hmm. We like to call him Superman.
Because he's the most solid guy ever. This is his theme song.
I told him about the song. He rolled his eyes. Because he doesn't listen to the show.
So smart.
Which gives him more credibility as a boyfriend.
Smart. Yeah, he's smart. He doesn't listen to the show.
He's just a solid guy.
He's doing smarter things with his time.
There was really no drama here because the dude is so solid that we just knew that Jen's parents were going to love him and it was going to be perfect.
I think they were shocked because he's such a good guy. I typically don't bring home the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's such a good guy. And he's just, you know, he's a solid Midwestern boy. And so, no, they really enjoyed meeting him. And it was really fun. It seemed really comfortable and super easy. And I hope they liked him. I got a text from my mom because I was with him and them the whole weekend. Like, I wasn't with my mom, like, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't with my dad, like, one-on-one. We were all in a group setting the entire weekend, like, hung out Friday night, Saturday. We did the whole Staten Island Ferry thing where you go around the Statue of Liberty because it was beautiful in New York, good weather there, too. And then we all hung out Saturday night, went to dinner, went to the party. And then Sunday, we all went to church together. So we went to Easter services, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a different experience. And then everybody left and went home. So it was a quick weekend, but we were all together in a group. So I don't really know what their opinion is yet.
Come on.
I mean, I'm sure it was fine. It seemed like they got along great. And my mom sent me one text message, like, with a text thumbs up.
Okay.
Oh, I would have been in the bathroom with Millie P. And she
good.
Would have totally. Yeah. So I'm surprised that throughout the weekend there was no, like, to the side with mom. And what do you think? Huh?
And you said now that they'd probably say something. Like, years ago, if they didn't approve, they would not have said something. But now you think that, since you've been married and divorced and dated, now you think they'd say, uh-uh.
Yeah, I think they would definitely say something. But yeah, but the text last night was, he's a keeper.
Oh, good.
Oh, then that's good.
Yeah.
You have to get what your dad's opinion is.
Yeah, I need to get dad's opinion. Well, my dad's coming back up this coming weekend, and we're going to have a father-daughter weekend and go into Augusta and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get to definitely find out what dad has to say. But we don't really talk about that much. Like, if he says
daughters
one...
Daughters and dads don't usually
no,
talk about...
No, if he
about...
says one thing, if he'll say, if he says something like, well, I really like him, then that's like a huge, That's like huge. Mm-hmm. He probably won't say any more than that. Or,
well, your dad's going to be in such a good mood this weekend because you're taking him to the Masters. Yeah. That you have to wait to ask him about that when you're walking from like hole 3 to 4. Because he's going to be in this euphoric place anyway.
Yeah.
So that's the time to hit him up because he's going to go, whatever you say, Jenny. The guy is awesome.
No, I want his real, I mean, I really, you know, I definitely want his real opinion. But we don't talk about it much, you know. Mm-hmm. Like he said before the weekend on the phone, God, I talk to my parents on the phone like every other day or whatever. So we chatted up all the time about everything other than any guy in my life. Like my dad and I just don't talk about it. But on the before the New York weekend, he was like, I'm really looking forward to meeting Grant. And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, cool, Dad, I'm looking forward to meeting him too. And that was like a really big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, so, that was a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so you know.
I'm sorry to cut you off. So no, what if your dad comes back and was like, I really didn't like him?
I would have to ask why. I would have to really dig in and figure out why. Because mm-hmm. I would trust my dad's opinion. And mm-hmm. I would definitely trust some sort of insight that he got or something. But I would be shocked. I would be absolutely shocked.
We would all be shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, that's
like
true.
He's just one of those guys that you
talk
to. You
don't reject Superman.
It's perfect.
You know? The Burt Show. Jen Hobby, define what stepping into psycho is all about.
Well, this is when you're like planning to do something a little bit nuts and you won't tell everybody you know that you're about to do it. Probably only like one best friend knows you're going to do it. So it has something to do with stalking an ex or intervening in somebody else's relationship. You know it's a little bit psychotic to do it and it sounds maybe like a television show, but you want to execute it in your life anyway. And so you call us, you tell us what the plan is on Friday, and then after the weekend, we follow up with you and find out if you really did step into psycho.
Everybody has a crazy person inside of them. Everybody. 100%.
Mm-hmm. You can fantasize about going crazy.
But there's 99.9% of us have that filter that will never execute the plans in our head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we rely on you 0.1% to call us during stepping into psycho to see what happens over the weekend. And this was Maggie and her plan on Friday.
I just was recently dumped by my boyfriend because he was with another woman. So now I've kind of become a little obsessed with her and like checking her out online and Googling her and Facebooking her and all that. And I followed her on Twitter and she is actually married and is going to be at a restaurant with her husband tonight and I'm going to confront her.
Okay. I love the gasp.
I know. I don't mind.
Oh my God. She's married?
Say this and so.
All right. So her ex-boyfriend is now dating a married woman.
Correct. Correct.
And Maggie's plan was to walk into the restaurant and confront both and go, I just want to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little marriage thing, a little issue here that you might not know about. That was at least the plan. Hey, Maggie.
Hey.
Hey, you're back on the Voice Disguiser.
All right, thanks.
All right, plan executed, or did you chicken out?
I executed it.
You did? No
wow. way.
Okay, give us every glorious step of the way.
Well, I took a friend with me, and we sat at the bar at the restaurant that they were at and had some drinks and watched them while they were eating. And when they were about halfway through dinner, what I decided to do was I printed out like all the sort of exchanges that they had on Facebook on the wall. And when you put them together, it was like so obvious what was going on.
Wait one second. How many drinks into it were you by the time you approached the table?
Two.
Okay.
Nice and warm.
Liquid courage.
All right. On her way, but not slurring.
Right.
Anyway, so I put it in an envelope, and I put my number in there and said, if you want more information, call. And like I said, halfway through their meal, I went up to them, and I was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I don't want to say his name, but my ex-boyfriend. I'm his ex-girlfriend.
And did she recognize you?
What?
Did she recognize you?
She just sat there. Like, she totally froze.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I said his name, she, like, froze.
Mm-hmm.
And
because she had never met.
Nice. He was like, he just was like, duh, you know, I don't know what's going on. And I was like, well, here, I think there's something here you might want to read. And if you want more information, my number's in there and call me.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say, Jen?
I was going to say, she wouldn't have been able to recognize you. She never met you.
Right.
Okay.
So she's sitting there with her husband and you drop this folder off.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you just turn around and you take off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Did the friend stay behind to watch?
No, she didn't. She came out. She said they just sort of sat there and looked at each other, and then she, came out right after me.
So you have no closure. You don't know if she opened the folder in front of her husband. You don't know if they just dismissed it. You have no idea.
Well, I got a phone call from my ex.
Okay.
Last night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call him back, but he was like, you need to call me right away. And then another random phone number came up last night after I'd already gone to bed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't leave a message. It could be the husband, I suppose, or her. I'm not sure, but.
So when you gave them the folder, you gave it to her and not to him?
No, I gave it to him.
Okay, oh. So you handed it to the husband. So he had the folder in his possession of all the printed things. And did he look at it at all in front of you or start going through it? Or just kind of stood there and stared at you?
They just sat there. I just sort of bounced out before I gave him the chance to really do anything.
Oh. See, in hindsight, I would have had the friend stay at the bar and just watch the whole thing go down.
Well, they obviously opened the folder because if you get a call from the ex and then there's this number that's unlisted,
right.
someone's having conversation with each other. So damage done, you just don't know what the aftermath is really all about.
I need closure.
I do too.
I need a closure call.
Are you going to call the ex back later on today? Do you plan on doing that?
I did think I might call that number back. I wasn't sure if I should. If I want to open that can of worms. But yeah, I think
we
call and see if it was even them, you know.
Because, you're stepping in a psycho and it is sometimes a very spontaneous thing. But, you know, you kind of offer, look, if you want more information, call me. So I think you need to call that number back.
Yeah.
And I think if this is really what you want to do, if it's your intent is really to inform, then there's no reason to call the ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm not calling him.
But it was an unlisted number. But did they leave on voicemail? Did they leave the phone number?
They didn't leave a message. No, it wasn't an unlisted number. It was on my phone.
A number came up.
Oh, okay.
They didn't leave a message.
I got you.
They just didn't leave a message. Yeah.
I think she should call the ex-boyfriend to find out exactly what happened.
Why?
Because then she gets closure on did she really wreck it up or not. Like, he's going to be mad at her and be like, why did you do that? You know, blah-zy blah. Now she's in the middle of whatever.
What was your intent? Was your intent just to hurt your ex-boyfriend, or was your intent to really tell the husband exactly what he's got his hands, you know, in with his wife?
Both.
Yeah, I think you got to follow up to find out.
Yeah, I'd say call
my ex was pissed, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I say call the number that you didn't recognize first, and then if you don't get closure on that one, then call the ex-boyfriend.
Because if they don't get a call back from you, they'll just dismiss it. Like it was made up somehow, some way. That you're crazy, and you dismissed it, and you somehow manipulated the messages, so you're going to have to talk to him now.
And I am confused why she would have this interchange with your boyfriend on her Facebook page. This is public to her husband.
Was it just like an innuendo type deal, but when you put them all together, you could sort of feel a chemistry?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to have to check back with you. Are you making that call today?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, let's check back with you tomorrow.
See, these things never quite get executed like you think they will. Like, I guess she executed, but there wasn't like the follow-through thought pattern. You know what I mean? The plan on, like Melissa said, like having the friend at the bar to watch
sit there and watch them open the envelope.
To find out the end of the story.
Right.
You know, you just started the dominoes in motion, but you don't know where they all fell.
I feel like we should have covered all this with her on Friday to make it execute properly.
We need to get better at this stepping in a second.
Yeah. We've been doing this for a while. We should know better.
Yeah.
All right, Maggie, I'm going to put you on hold, and I would like to talk to you again tomorrow if you call them today so we can get closure on your closure.
Okay.
Right. Hold on 1 second.
She went for it.
But you're right.
She did it.
It never quite feels 100%. It might today, though, by the end of today.
Because out the scenario in your mind, it never quite turns out exactly the
same. Well, she did exactly what she had planned to do.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't plan on having anybody sit there and see the aftermath.
Right.
That's the whole fun.
The Burt Show.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
All right, this was Sue on Friday. This was her game plan.
This guy, I was dating him for a year, and he was dating his ex-girlfriend at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he got engaged to her while we were still dating and broke up with me over Christmas. And they're getting married this weekend. And so I have all the proof that he cheated on her. And so we're going to put it all in an envelope. And right after they get married, one of my friends is going to deliver it to her and so that she's married to him. Because I'd rather her get married and see what a loser he is after they're married.
All right, Sue, so the refresher course in Psycho here is that you've tried to tell her before that he's a cheating, lying bastard, but she wouldn't believe you, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of frustrated by that. And was Melissa right? Like the two of you guys were dating him at the same time?
She dated him first for about 3 years, and then he broke up with her for me, and then he went back with her after I broke up with him, and it was going back and forth.
Yeah, she was your nemesis, really. You were the jump off.
After like everything that happened this weekend, I guess we really like both weren't aware of as much of each other as we thought we were.
Okay.
Let's dive right in. What happened?
Well, basically, after I got off the phone with you guys, one of the groomsmen called me, and he asked me if I was on the Burt Show, because he knew everything that had happened, because he's good friends with my ex. And I kind of just laughed it off, and he was like, well, if it was you, he was like, I think she deserves to know, and I think you should go, and you should do it. He's like, but I think you should know that she has no idea that you guys were still in contact that whole year. When I messaged her to tell her everything, he actually got on her Facebook and erased it and blocked me so that I couldn't talk to her. And he just said, you know, I think that maybe you should go to the rehearsal dinner instead so she still has a chance to call off the wedding because it could have been you because he kind of just basically flipped the coin to decide who he was going to marry. And it could have been you.
Whoa.
Did that make you feel better or worse about it?
It made me feel really bad for her because I've known about it since, the day after Thanksgiving, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't have any idea. And she's been planning a wedding with this guy that she thought loved her. And I just feel really bad for her. So I thought about it. And actually, when I remember Jen saying, you know, you're taking out all your anger on her, and that kind of, like, sunk in. And so I decided that it would be best if I went to the rehearsal dinner instead of doing it after she already married him.
Wow. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
And
that's good.
So he told me to text him when I was almost there, and he told me where the rehearsal dinner was. So me and two of my sorority sisters, like, got ready, and we, you know, were driving down there, and I texted him, and I was 5 minutes away, and when I pulled into the parking lot, her sister was waiting for me in the parking lot.
All right, Before we go any further, who is the he that you're talking about? The groomsman that called you? Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So she's got sort of
not the boyfriend.
She's got a spy on the inside.
Okay, so it's the groomsman that called you after the show on Friday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so when I showed up, her sister was waiting for me in the parking lot, and she just kind of was like, I heard you have something you want to tell my sister. And I was like, yeah, and I just handed her the information, and we walked in, and we went into, like, a separate room where no one would be able to see us. And she took about 25 minutes to go through everything, and she was just in shock, and she kind of teared up, and she apologized to me, and I was like, I'm so sorry that both of you had to go through this.
Whoa.
And basically, like, the proof that was, like, the icing on the cake was the fact that he asked my dad for permission to marry me, so my mom put him in our Christmas card. And so, yeah, he was in our Christmas card. And so she saw the Christmas card, and she was just like, was this taken on Thanksgiving? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, he was at our Thanksgiving, too. So
Busted.
Wow. So the sister at this point isn't mad at you. She's not like, I'm going to kick your ass if you tell my sister. She was almost like, you've got to tell my sister because she has no idea.
Wow.
So she went and got her mom, and
and her mom like didn't take as long to look through stuff. She apologized Ooh. To me, and
oh boy,
yeah,
wow.
She said that she was sorry, and she kind of had a feeling that something was going on, and so she was like, "Could you?" She's like, "I don't want to do this here, but could you meet us at our house after the rehearsal dinner?" And I was like, "Well, you know, I gave you all the information that I don't really want to like be like, I don't think it's appropriate." And she's like, "No, the bride's gonna want to talk to you, so you need to come." And so me and my friends got something to eat, and then she called me and she's like, "Can you come over?" And we went over to her house.
I bet it sounds like she had been warning. They, you know, like the family didn't like him from the start, and the mm-hmm. mother just needed. Because one of the reasons that she wanted her mm-hmm. to come is because she's not going to believe me, even right. if I have it here. She's going to mm-hmm. think, "Mom, quit running my life." You know?
Yeah, because I mean, he had broken up with her for me before, so they knew about me, and so they kind of knew that. I don't know. But when I got there, she got up, and I thought she was going to hit me, and she just gave me a hug and started crying.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Really?
And she's like, you know, he sat there and told me you were a psycho and that you were making all this stuff up because we have mutual friends, so she would hear stuff through mutual friends. And she's like, "I'm so sorry." And she's like, "He's on his way over now because he's going to talk to both of us, and he's going to explain to both of us what's going on."
Wow.
Hold on, I got to take all this in. It's all so dramatic.
You're rushing through so much of this.
Wow.
Yes.
This is such an amazing story. Okay, so you guys finally see face to face, and you're unsure what she's going to do. She hugs you and embraces you and apologizes for calling you a psycho all these years, and then calls him to come over to talk to both of you at the same time?
Well, he didn't know that I was there. He didn't know that she knew all this stuff. She just stayed really, really calm, and you know, it's like, "I need you to come over. We need to talk about something about the wedding." And because he was going out with friends after their rehearsal dinner, so she was like, "Just come over for a few minutes." And so, So then she was like, "You're staying because he's going to explain it to you, too."
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay, so at this point now, how many minutes is it between... This may be the best story of the morning. I thought it was going to be the townhouse story. This may be the best
one. This is it.
So how long are we talking about between her making the call and saying, "Come on over to the house," and him getting there?
Probably like 45 minutes because he was kind of drunk. So the groomsman who actually called me had to drive him over, and he knew what was going on.
Oh, so the groomsman trapped him.
Yeah, well, he's best friends with his girlfriend is my best friend, and we were like all like mutual friends because of that.
Wow, y'all are all mixed up.
Yeah, and so it was about 45 minutes, and in that 45 minutes, we traded stories and, you know, weekends, and he told me he was busy with his family, he was really with her, and weekends that he told her he was, like, busy with work, he was really with me, and then for Thanksgiving, he told her he was going home to be with his family when he really came to dinner with my family and spent the night, and we live within, like, 15 minutes of each other, so, you know, I think he was probably worried that we were going to run into each other because he never wanted to go out to the bars or anything with my high school friends. And so it just everything started to add up, kind of.
So the groomsman is driving him over to see the two of you guys. The groomsman knows what conversation is coming up. Does the groomsman tell the fiance what's happening on that drive over, or does he allow him to walk into that room with no knowledge?
He told me after that, because they passed my neighborhood, and the groom was like, "Man, I should call her." And he's like, "I should call her tonight and see if she wants to hook up one last time before I get married."
No way.
Oh, my God.
All right, before you talk about the groom walking in the house, is it, okay, so it's the bride, the bride's sister. I take it the bride's parents are there, too?
Yeah, the bride's parents are there. And then the bride's mom called his mom as well because she wanted him.
Oh, God, I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick.
The Bird Show.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
This was supposed to be stepping into Psycho, but there's really nothing Psycho about Sue at all.
I know. She's actually doing this chick a favor.
Yeah, she called us on Friday, and we weren't really sure if she was truly legit or not, but basically she said that her ex-boyfriend was with this other girl, then with her, then with the other girl, and was marrying the other girl this weekend, but had been trying to cheat and was cheating with her the entire time of their relationship. So she was like, I'm going to go and wreck up the wedding after she already marries him. Well, we told her on Friday, we said, you know what? You're really taking it all out on the bride instead of the groom, and the groom is the one that you're mad at. That's the ex. So she updated us today on what she did on Friday, or what happened after she came on the show on Friday. And that was basically that one of the groomsmen called her and said, were you on the radio? And they talked about it. He knew exactly the situation. He said, well, you should do it at the rehearsal dinner and not the wedding. Give her the chance to back out of the wedding. So she does. She goes to the rehearsal dinner. She talks to the bride's sister and the bride's mother.
The sister's waiting for her in the parking lot when she pulls up.
You think there's going to be a throwdown at that point, right?
So they talk about everything. The sister and the mother are open to it and say, come over to the house later to the night because the bride's going to want to talk to you. They sit down at the bride's house where they are all like exchanging the information about it. And the bride said, I'm sorry, and hugged her and said, he always told me you were psycho. I had no idea all this was going on. She found out he went to both of their houses on Thanksgiving and was lying about where he was. And so we're at the point in the story now where they are all at the bride's house with the bride, her sister, her mother, and her father. Then Sue, then also
the groomsman is driving the dude over.
The groomsman is on the way to bring the groom over to the house. And the groom said on the way, I should call her and maybe see if we can hook up one last time before I get married tomorrow.
Wow. And groom's mom is there too.
Groom's mother's there too. Thank you. God, that was a lot.
I think you got them all.
The greatest story ever told.
Craziest story ever told.
All right, Sue. So there you guys are. You're at the house and groom and tool bag show up.
His mom showed up first.
Okay. His mom shows up first. Okay.
And his mom actually brought his grandma with her.
Oh,
oh my God!
No.
Grandma's there?
No. Oh.
Here comes grandma.
Hell no.
Here we go.
And the bride actually has two other brothers, so they were there too.
Ooh, the brothers. Boy. Wow.
Everybody is there.
Yeah, except for my mom wasn't there. She wishes she was, so.
She was conference called in.
We're going to Skype in mom.
But when the groom's mom got there, she knows about Emily. We did it for a long time. And she was like, what are you doing here? And she's like, did you not know that he was dating both of us? And she said, well, he told me that he was trying to feel out who he wanted to be with more because he loved you both or something like that. And we were like, because like, when I was with him, when he was still with her, I would go out to lunch with his mom, and she knew that he was dating her, too.
Whoa.
And so the bride's mom was just like, so you knew he was dating two people at once? And she was like, he told me that they both knew about it. And so finally, when the groom got there, he walked in, and he saw me, and he kind of knew, like, what was up. And he was just like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I mean, she deserves to know the truth, doesn't he? Doesn't she? And he was like, whatever she's telling you, it's not the truth. And then that's when the groomsman said, his friend said, it is the truth. He was like, he's been playing both of you guys for about a year, and he literally flipped a coin at a football game to decide who he was going to marry.
Oh, my God.
Now,
the groomsman says this in front of the entire room of people that are compiled there?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel like cursing and hitting delay on myself. Wow.
Wow.
S-bomb. Totally.
Wow.
Dang.
And so the groom, that's when we're like, well, are you going to admit it? Are you going to keep lying to us? And he was like, I don't see how this is any of your business. He's like, I'm marrying her. You need to get over the fact that I chose her. And then that's when she said, oh, you're not married. She's like, we're not getting married ever. And she was like, I want you to get all your stuff for the honeymoon, and I want you to get out. And that's when I was kind of like, do you think I should leave? And she's like, no, you stay. And she's like, if you want to answer all our questions, you can stay. But if you don't want to answer our questions, you better call all your family and tell them that the wedding's off. Because my mom's already called up all of my family.
Wow.
Oh,
is grandma saying anything at this time?
Yeah.
His grandma just kind of sat there and shook her head and like, kept saying his name over and over again and shaking her head.
Man, we need to disappoint Grandma. That's
No.
Oh, my God.
And this, this is 24 hours before the wedding's supposed to take place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, less than, I mean, because it was probably, like, 11:30 at night by then. So less than 24 hours.
Wow.
So at this point, he's still blaming you for being psycho. He hasn't admitted to anything yet.
Yeah.
And sociopath.
He keeps saying it over, he keeps saying, you're such a psycho, you're such a psycho. And his, it's so hard not to say their names, but then she was like, she's such a psycho. She's like, look what you sent her on October 5th. You said that you loved her and wanted to be with her forever and don't ever leave you. You're the psycho.
And he was with you on that date.
What?
And he was with, he was with her on that date.
He was with her and was sending me those messages.
And then what did he say to that?
He just was like, she probably made those up, and that's when his friend was just like, stop lying. He's like, just tell the truth. He's like, you've been playing her forever, and you told me just the other day that you still loved Sue more than you loved her, but she just was the better choice because Sue's still in college and doesn't graduate till May.
Oh wow, boy, dude, wow.
Whoa.
So
it's pretty bad when the guy, when he's standing in front of everybody and telling the truth on his guy, because he has been feeling guilty for so long being an accomplice to
this. What's their relationship? This couldn't be a best friend, right?
They were best friends, but then he started to see, like, his girlfriend is my best friend, and I don't want to, like, say I'm a good person, but I'm not a psycho, so I wouldn't keep acting this way, you know, and he was seeing how much it was hurting me. I mean, I wouldn't get out of, like, when I found out, I didn't get out of bed for, like, a week because I was so depressed about it.
Sure.
Is this guy, the groom, really hot or something?
He's good looking. I mean, he's not, like, drop-dead gorgeous.
I think you owe him something.
What?
I think she should sleep with him.
Who, I mean, Jen or Sue?
No, I think Sue should. I think she owes him something. I mean, he's the one that drove her over there, and he's the one that was coming clean.
Oh, you mean the groomsmen?
Yeah, not the groomsmen. Not
I was
the groom,
asking
no.
about the groom.
No, the groomsmen.
I was asking all this hype around, you know, all this hoopla around the groom and these two women putting up with this crap for so long. He had to be hot.
Well, they both loved him.
Did he ever? Did he ever just finally throw his hands up and go, "Okay, okay, I did it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry."
He said, "Okay, I did it." He didn't say, okay, I did, but he's like, okay, everything's true. He's like, on Thanksgiving, he's like, I chose the one I wanted to spend more time with, so that's why I spent the night at her house. He's like, I asked her mom, her dad and mom for permission to marry her, and he's like, but she found out that I was, because the next day after Thanksgiving, all my friends kind of, they knew he was cheating on me just because of things that were going on behind the scenes that he was saying to me and stuff. And so I found out, and I broke up with him and kind of called him and told him I knew everything and that I was going to tell her everything. And so he just was like, I love her more, but I knew she would never forgive me for this. So then I just went through with marrying you.
Holy crap. Wow. So then they have to get on the phone with everybody that's flown in for the weekend and all that and break it off.
Yeah, and they break it off. And then he eventually left with his mom and his grandma. And she looked at me and she goes, well, I have two tickets for a honeymoon. She's like, do you want to be the one that goes with me? And I was like, I have school. I can't go, but I would. And
she was going to take you on her honeymoon destination to hang out and party with you?
Yeah. And then the best part is that the next day I had like 4 missed calls from him. And I had a message from him and him begging me to take him back and saying that things
no!
will
change. Are you kidding me?
Come on.
How pathetic.
Yeah.
So as soon as he knew that it wasn't going to ever happen with her because they canceled the wedding, he came back to you.
Yes. And my dad was the one who called him to tell him he better stop calling me.
Your dad did?
Yeah, because he called me like 4 times before I woke up and then called me 8 more times and just kept texting me and be like, please just give me another chance. I love you so much and I made a mistake.
Oh my God.
Psycho.
He is crazy.
Swear to me on your family this whole story is true.
I swear to my my family. My girlfriends were like, they're not going to believe you because it's so crazy. And they're like, we'll call in for you and tell you and everything.
Wow. Unbelievable.
This is one of the most bizarre stories we have ever had in the 9 years we're doing this show.
And had a complete ending.
And had closure on it. We had a whole bunch of people that were calling us suggesting that we put his face up on our website so nobody ever goes out with this guy ever again.
Yes, he's
such a tool.
What?
People want us to put his picture up on our website because he's such a tool.
He is a tool.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So well, as it stands now, he's on his own. The wedding is off. You're not returning his calls. And he got what he... It finally ends up good because he got what he deserved.
Yeah, basically.
I'm so glad you did it on Friday so she didn't marry him.
Yeah.
Me too. I think that was the best decision he made.
Have you been in contact with her since she offered to take you on her honeymoon destination?
It's crazy.
Yeah, she texted me and she just thanked me over and over again. And she's just like, it's so crazy because she's like, I seriously thought you were such a psycho. And like, we've seen each other before, like out and stuff. And there's been like words between us.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just like, I'm so sorry for everything I said. And, you know, I was sorry because I hated her so much too. But really, it was like him making... us hate each other. So
wow.
Wow.
And that, my friends, is the most unbelievable story ever told on The Burke Show.
She's going to tell some of her friends in the future this story, and they're not going to believe her.
Well, there's a whole bunch of people calling up right now that say they can't find anything wrong with the story, but it's just too perfect don't believe you, but I'm not even going to put the calls
on. The family's gathered and waiting on him to show up. And
Insane.
Whoa.
Unreal. What an emotional roller coaster.
No kidding. Somebody needs to like get in touch with you guys and write the movie script.
Serious, right? Nobody would believe it. Sue, thanks for letting us come along with you on this whole thing.
You're welcome.
All right, good luck.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.